Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. Two powerful forces. Tracy, Brains, you guys couldn't have been in agreement with us. She gave me a gift, helped me release my anxiety. We did dowsing, we did chakra alignment, but she gave me love. She gave me back my courage. Because this is a fight, Brains, and this is supposed to be all about her, and she made it all about me. And that's love, and I thank you. I thank you so much, because I feel better. I feel like a lion's just sharpened their fangs. But it was amazing. So I was asking Tracy a little bit about her story and her journey and how she found this gift. Right? This is not no joke, because I was a mess. I could taste it in my mouth. She made me drink water. I was seeing these discs. And as she worked with me, they started to expand and all of a sudden dissolve. It was incredible. It was incredible. So, you know, I don't know if you stuck in your feelings, but if you are, you better get in contact with Tracy because she's got a gift. So tell us a little bit about, a little bit more about you, and then show them your dowsing tool as well.
Okay. Well, very briefly, I grew up in Zimbabwe and came to the UK. My first career was in finance, but work-life stress took me to the edge where I was at the point of taking my life. And so I began a journey, a new journey of looking at ways to help people and help myself, really. Every step of my journey was about what I could learn to help others. And so I've done years and years of training. I have a carer role for my daughter who has intractable epilepsy. Basically, that's epilepsy that doesn't respond to any mainstream medicine. So she's a very bright, very talented young woman, but at any moment and any time without a sign, she can fall and have a seizure. And that's just where we are. So the gift I got of COVID, I mean, I've done 20 years of training. There's not many sort of alternate treatments that I haven't studied. But the gift of COVID was that there was an expectation of people staying at home. So the stuff I was doing was able to be brought home. And I literally, somebody said to me, oh, here we are. Here's this thing. You write, it's 55 by five. So you write down 55 times for 5 days what it is that you want. And I went, well, I want work-life balance, working with wonderful people in a way that brings all of us abundance and, you know, is of service. And at the end of those 5 days, I just downloaded something that brought together every single bit of everything that I've studied, just the gems of every bit, and created this new healing paradigm, I guess, is the way that you describe it. I can't explain it. I've never been taught it. But it's just come together in this gift. I mean, I call it a friend, you know, in a strange way, I call it a life meant, because pretty much what it does is it gets the energy back to where it needs to be to let people get back to the life they were supposed to be on. And it works across all sorts of areas. So I've just had the most amazing time. Yeah, I've had the most amazing time. And it's just working with the most incredible people, working with people with terminal illnesses, because a lot of the beginnings of the illness is dis-ease, which is an emotion. It's an energy-based thing. And, you know, it's not to say, please don't use medicine, don't use modern medicine. I'm absolutely not advocating that at all. But what I'm saying is the starting point was the emotion. And unless you clear the emotions and the fears, you're not going to get to a sustained point of health where there is the happily ever after. Because whilst ever that disease is sitting there, you have the potential for something to re-manifest because there isn't enough energy for the body to be healthy. And it's the same with lots of things.
But as she worked on me, Brains, I didn't tell her. I mean, she knew, you know, about the anxiety and what I've been going through, but she hit the points, direct trigger points as to what areas that I needed to focus on. She made me shift my direction from where I was and feeling that fear and to move it into a new direction to receive that energy. She played tones, brains. And it was, you know, I've had dowsing before, but I've had someone do it with rods, dowsing rods. I've never done it with an amulet. And a lot of times people say, this is hocus pocus alamocus. Now let's dial back a little bit. You are from one of the richest and most spiritual places in the planet, is Africa.
Absolutely.
They don't, you know, they don't really even deal, I don't know, now I'm sure it's different, but not in tribal areas. They don't deal with this Western medicine, give you a couple pills. They deal with the core. They deal with the blood. They deal with spirits, you know. And so people, a lot of times when they come to the United States, they go to New Orleans. And New Orleans is a lot of voodoo. And when I was there, I went past the voodoo shops, and it was like a magnet. It kept pulling me, pulling me. It kept pulling me in. And my husband was like, what's up? I said, I've got to go in one. I'm very curious. I've got to go in one. And he goes, are you sure? I said, yeah, I'm not going to come out with a voodoo doll. I want an education. And I went in there, and they taught me that African cultures, Caribbean cultures, South American, indigenous people, this is how they connect with source. This is how they connect with God. They are the first people on the planet. They were here before there was any Tylenol. And when they came here on the slave ships, they had to be reindoctrinated to this thing called Catholicism or Christianity. So they had to merge what they have done their entire life for centuries into what this white man's culture and his dictatorship of how I'm going to live my life and what I'm going to do. They have put these two deities together. So voodoo was never meant to be something to harm, but it was a matter of survival. And so now with you being a woman, a white woman from, you know, Zimbabwe, you've had an opportunity to really be with the first people on the planet.
Yeah.
And absorb that. It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it was a wonderful childhood. I had, and I'm very much an earth person, climbing trees, digging in the earth, you know.
It's,
even now, I mean, I'm very drawn to trees. I'm a real tree hugger and things
like
that.
I'm a tree hugger too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think this is what's been really driving me, is that sense that we are energy. If we can get the right energy, frequency, and vibration, there is the potential to heal anything, because it's just like I like to describe it like they used to get those executive desk toys, which were tiny little pieces of metal, and you could get a magnet, and it was on a magnet base, and you could pull them up into all these shapes. Well, that's basically what everything is. When we experience things, if it's a joyful experience, the energy of it's beautifully smooth and it just flows. But when it's something like, you know, the situation you've been through, it kind of magnetizes it into a shape and you get stuck, and that becomes a trap. So every time you get into a situation of fear, it reignites that whole energy connection within the body, and it plays out and it plays out and it plays out. So the whole concept of self-sabotaging is actually an energy-based thing. It is an internal protector that had an experience it couldn't comprehend, and to learn from it, it puts the same imprint every time. So even if it's a little thing, it becomes a massive trigger until you can do what we did earlier, which is about identifying the name of the fear, finding the direction which is aligned to it, and releasing it energetically, and then just letting it wash through. I do a lot of washing through with unconditional love and gratitude, because that is the stem cell of all creation and energy.
But, you know, I don't know if you knew this. This is the eighth time this has happened, this type of accident, in the last 18 months.
Gosh.
So I was very fearful, but yet I'm very courageous.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to live in fear. And for anybody that's listening to this interview, please fight it. Mental health, dowsing, energy work, hypnotherapy, but tap into it and do not let it rule you, because I have never had anxiety like this before. Mm-hmm. I'll go outside and I'm looking, and me and my neighbor were out there telling people, slow down, slow down. I can't be the crossing guard. I can't do that. And I can't live my life like that either. So I am going to reframe it like you asked me to do, like my mentors asked me to do, I work with an ego coach. I'll turn you on to that later. That's a trip. That's a real trip. But to be able to reframe it, repackage it, understand what that experience was.
Yeah.
Understand that it's very real, but also that it is a new day. It's a new situation. I have an opportunity to change it and not keep living it and not keep manifesting it. Am I
right? Absolutely. And I mean, I think this is the really important thing. When we get into a situation of fear, we create the magnetic vibration. So all we're focusing on is it's going to happen again. And all the fear of it, it's almost like a magnet to manifest it true. We or any energy, everything around us is energy. You know, even things that look inert, like a rock or a stone, have still got energy because there's electrons whizzing around in it. So we have absolute power over what it is that we face by changing the energy of it. And so the way for a situation to change is about everybody focusing on the outcome they want as if they've already got it. And it isn't about taking people to, America's very good at litigation, litigate everybody and then find a solution afterwards. You know, it's stepping back from that saying, okay, what is the end result? Because the end result must be something like an incredibly well-designed road where people can travel safely in a way that's clearly directed to allow the whole of the community to come together and feel safe. And that, create the end result and work from that premise that this is the end result as if you've already got it. See what actions come to your heart, because that will give you the stepping stones to that outcome.
This is the same conversation I just had with my mentor. She said, look at the actual objective.
Yeah.
Look at the method and then the resources.
Yeah.
Make it in simple language. Again, I told my neighborhood, I'm not going to spend my little retirement money fighting the city that has endless resources.
Absolutely.
I told the city that do not come to me with anything but a can-do attitude. I know what you can't do. You've proven that.
Yeah.
What can we do together? I told my neighbors, don't get in the city council meeting that we're holding, hollering and screaming and all that kind of stuff. I want us to be even keel so that we're listened to, that we're heard.
Yeah. And this is, and if everybody's united on the concept of a really safe road, a way of getting the cars to slow down where everybody feels safe, and just focus on that, the how will take place, care of itself. There's that wonderful expression, let go and let God. Yes. And I mean, once you've got the vision, just let go, because the action steps will come to you. You know, the way I created this therapy that I do, and it is unique, I mean, I don't know anybody else who's doing it, was just that. It was having that end result that I wanted and just literally letting it go. And within 2 days, I had downloaded this technique.
And, and that's what I tell people. They use this big $25 word. Oh, I'm a manifester.
Yeah.
But you need to be clear. You need to tell the universe. You can't just say, oh, I want a husband. Well, you could get anything. what are the characteristics? You ask the question curiously. How can it get any better than this?
Yeah.
What is in my future? Where are the people? Lead me to the people. Make this again, like you say, a beautiful road. Make this a beautiful centerpiece. Yeah. Make everybody, every time I walk into a room. So I'll tell you a really quick story. I was getting a gift from God. I was in this meditation and, we were talking about the colors and the rings and, I know when I'm in his presence, it's no problem. He says, baby, that's what he calls me. He says, I have a gift for you. And I said, you do, God? What is it? He said, but before I can give it to you, you need to change your frequency and your level of influence. My frequency. So what did I do? I joined a women's drum circle. Oh, Tracy, I went. It was incredible. The power of the drums. You play sweet chimes for me. I have my singing bowls.
Oh, yes. I love them. Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't do the drum circle. I went to the drum circle and they beat and they screamed and we were like fairies and we played gongs and had Reiki. It was crazy. I come back the next day and I said, okay, God, I said, I've changed this. What do I need to do? He says, I told you, change your level of influence. I go to a networking meeting. All of these women, I'm looking like brand new money. I didn't know these ladies. And I was the only piece of pepper in the salt shaker. And when I got there, I thought I was in a beehive. Oh, honey, come sit next to me. Oh, honey, oh, honey, honey, this, honey, that. Oh, you look lovely, honey. Oh, you smell so pretty, honey, honey. I freaked out, but this was the key. The facilitator was at the podium, and she met me briefly. And she told everybody in that room, which is about 90 ladies, that they all needed to connect with me because she liked me, she felt my vibe, she felt my energy. So I tell you this little short, long story, brains, is to tap into the unknown and take the positive route. You don't have to be angry. You don't have to be, you know, every part of our life is going to be dysfunctional because we are an energetic being living a human experience. We're here for two reasons, to learn and to teach. And Tracy, you are an amazing teacher. You really, really are. So are you teaching this modality to other individuals or is this just a gift that you're working with your clients? How are you showing up in the world?
At the moment, it's just working with clients. And the side effect of the way that this therapy works is that the clients come and go very, very quickly. They don't hang around, girls. They don't hang around, you know, the big stuff. But, you know, this is a heavy, heavy duty machinery that's operating here. And it just shifts the big stuff. So, you know, I've got space for more clients. So that's what I really want to do. But there's a whole lot of things that I'm looking to do. And one of them is I would really love to set up something based on the African concept of saweras. And a sawera are the wise women. And the wise women get together and they educate the other woman, because we really need to create these little groups, the sawera groups of ladies coming together where they take the message. Stuff's expensive. I mean, you know, reality is what? I've spent 50,000-60,000 pounds on training to get to where I am. Wow. And, you know, and there's, you know, but my business has a value and my clients are getting stuff in a few weeks that they could take 5, 6, 7, 8 years in therapies and other therapies. So it's got a premium price, but that doesn't mean I'm giving up there. What I really want to do is make things accessible. And that is about looking to create these sawera groups, bringing together about probably between 15 and 24 people who come in and learn some of it so they can go out and create these sawera groups of education. Obviously, it's not necessarily going to be as powerful as working one-on-one, right, but it gives people the beginning, the things to start thinking about, the ways to release stress, and things like that. So that's where I am at the moment. Amazing.
How does your family feel about this?
Well, my husband calls me the white witch and he goes, oh, you got to go do your witchcraft. And I've pointed out that that's not funny anymore. So, I mean, I think in his own way, he's proud of what I do, but it's just so outside of his accountancy box. He's not quite sure. So, you know, I've been bold. At least I use my married name now. Before I used my maiden name, so I didn't embarrass him. So I've come out the closet, girl.
Well, I mean, that's like me. It was funny because I've been all on the news, you know, and I've got access to it. I could have done that. That's not the reason why I'm doing it. So my husband goes to work and they go, was that your wife? And he goes, yeah. And he said, oh, they just opened up Pandora's box. They have no idea. And I was like, you know, I'm not trying to do anything but raise awareness, to raise visibility, to change the frequency, to break through that negativity. And that's what I do. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, Tracy, let's keep it 100. Girl, it can be a drain too, because you can get with somebody that will just suck the air right out the room.
Yeah.
What do you do with those clients? How do you, you know, because you still want to keep your vibe, but in a way they're almost blocking.
I think the thing that's beautiful about the way that I work and my therapy is that that just doesn't happen, because I meet people where they are and say, okay, come, let's start. Remember where we began. We actually looked at your energy levels. we created the right energy structure for you, and then looked at what was out of balance. And one of the things that we haven't done in the, you know, in our short session earlier on, was I get people to create the positive statements that they want, and then we energy check them, because people go, I want a perfect husband.
Right.
I tell you, but even if they've got the list, you know, must have brown eyes, must be, you know, must have 16 million in the bank and all the other sort of fine details that are essential to a girl. If your energy does not believe you are worthy of it, or believes that it is a risk, you will self-sabotage. So it's not about setting a goal. A goal on its own has no value. It has no sound. It has no vibration. It is actually making sure that your energy is aligned to accept it. And at that point, so that's what we do. We work with them and say, okay, given where you are, forget the story. If all of this went away, what is it that you want? What would you be doing and what would you be saying? And we work from there. And it's just a wonderful way to diffuse. And I don't mean that unkindly, but sometimes we just need to look at the other side. You know, life's a coin. And when people are only on one side, you have to flip it over and let them see the other side.
You do. And you have to own your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't want to own their stuff. They're the victim. It's woe is me. It's always the blame on somebody else. You know, I've learned that years ago. Yes. I tell you, and you know what, Brains? It's great for diffusing an argument. You know, situation will come up. I'll say, okay, you win. Yeah. That's it. And you were so sweet and gentle with me. You didn't even care about, you know, how long it took before we actually started the interview. But you asked graciously to enter my space. Yeah. You asked me for permission. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm going to... You know, may I give you a gift, and I will hold it in my heart forever. It's really important.
It is.
But sometimes when people want to give you a gift, see how it turns out.
Yeah.
But then what I have a responsibility now to do is to pay this forward and to prove Tracy right and to honor her gift by being strategic, by being kind, by following through, by creating a new paradigm, and getting that cotton picking traffic circle fixed.
Absolutely. And you know, institutes are always told there's a problem. What they need is somebody to come up with a solution and say, here, guys, you know, I know your heads are hard, are sore because you can't think it. You don't want to think anymore.
Right.
Here we are. Let's have a look at how we might be able to do this. Let's measure the road. Let's have a look at what we can do, what traffic calming measures we can have. And so the traffic is right slowed down before it even enters that space. And have a look at it. There's enough people in contacts to get it priced and have a look at everything and send it to them as a gift. Because we're so programmed that difference is a bad thing. Everything's got to be a fight. I'm fighting for this and I'm fighting for my rights and I'm doing this. You know, it is so draining. Just set that amount of energy into the positive outcome. Get the community together. Because honestly, if somebody thinks that a solution is going to get the problem to go away and it's within the budget.
Education is key. You cannot assume people know what they know. You don't know what you don't know.
Absolutely.
And this, like I said, I'm sure my heart of hearts is telling me that this was a good intention. They're not going to put $3.5 million into a community to cause chaos.
Absolutely.
However, it is a good plan gone bad. Now fix it.
Yeah. You know, this is about every design state. There isn't a single thing that's designed that doesn't need refinement. How often are cars recalled for refinements? How often are things recalled for refinements? It's okay. You know, there's no shame in putting up your hand and saying, we didn't get it quite right. But you know what? Our hearts are in the right place and we want to do better, because that's what life's about.
Life is about love. It's about being on the edge with people like you. It's about getting your chakras cleared, okay?
Absolutely.
And I am going to, you know, we're going to spend a couple minutes together after the fact, because I want to be able to tap back into this. This was a reservoir of dreams, overflowing streams, crystal clear lakes, and bubbling brooks. And I thank you so much for all of this. Brains,
thank you.
We're going to get it together. You know, one thing at a time. Yours may not be a roundabout issue or an accident issue, but it might be a relationship issue. It might be a health issue. You know, you might even be at the crossroads of the transition. But I want you to have a peaceful transition. And I want you to clear everything that you need to clear in this life so that you do not take it to the next life. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you, Tracy Hall Roberts.
Oh, I'm just terrible. I'm the worst marketer ever. I do have a Facebook page, Tracy Hall Roberts. That's probably the best way. I don't have any business cards or anything. You know, I just, people find me and I work with them.
Well, you know what, but sometimes, like I said, earthly angels, they don't carry business cards. And you have to be, you have to be mature enough to handle this space.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to be willing to do it. You can't be fearful. She didn't put her hands on me. I didn't eat anything. I didn't drink anything. But I really, really have implemented a change. You know, maybe I can get some sleep at night. Okay. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Brains. Where's my postcard? I'm just on one now. I'm so excited. I can't figure out what we're doing. What are we doing here? Okay, here we go. I got the little one. I need you to go like, love, and share. I need you to, you know what? Check Tracy out. Have you done any videos or anything?
Oh, of course not.
Okay, well, we'll talk offline. We need you to do a couple, just, you know, again, public service announcements about what you're doing so that people get a feeling. Because I'm not going to let you in the room with me, Brains, when we're doing all this. You know, I got to cry. And you know, but it's a very intimate experience. It's very specific. It's all about you at that point. It's not about anybody else. Tracy, in closing, let me ask you, what do you want your legacy to be?
My big thing is about peace. And actually, there's one little thing that I've started, and I'll keep you up to date. 21st of September each year is the International Day of Peace. Peace is what really drives me. Peace in people's hearts, people in their energy and everything. So 21st of September is International Day of Peace, and it's not recognized. You know, the schools don't do it. Nobody does it. And I've got a project that I'm just launching called Path to Peace. And it's about painting on pebbles a central image and then two halves, so that when they go are put together, it creates extra people. So that's a sort of a project outside of my healing work that I do in the coaching. But that just really says to me, this is what we need to be. The more we unite, the more we help each other, the more there's collaboration, the more there's the community. Even just getting a row of these pebbles and putting them around at the bottom of a tree, a circle is unity. And that's really what where I am at the moment. So Path to Peace is something that I'm playing with at the moment. Really, anybody who wants to take it into the schools, I'm more than willing to support, give you as much information as I've got. It really is just from the heart, just getting kids to have fun and adults to have fun painting pebbles and laying them on the light and the you know, on the sides of sidewalks, as long as it's safe, or round trees, or in the park, you know, just everywhere you can think of. So all people see is all these different colors standing together in unity.
Well, that's a beautiful vision. It is. And again, thank you so, so much for everything, Brains. I need you to go in to my little website. Like, love, and share. Like, love, and share. That's what life is about. Life, love, and share. Thank you so much, Tracy. We'll talk again. I feel renewed.
Oh, brilliant. Bye-bye. My pleasure. Thank you.